This song is in 6/8 time, so the rhythm pattern we will use is basically that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you have a strong accent on 1 and 3. What I'm doing with my finger picking is my thumb is playing the 5th string, and in this case, a C chord. Then my index finger will play the 3rd string with an upstroke. Then my middle finger will play the 2nd string also with a stroke towards the inside of the hand. Then we'll play the 1st string with the 3rd finger, the ring finger. And come back to the 2nd string, and then back to the 3rd string, using the middle and index. So string-wise, that's 5th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Finger-wise, that's thumb, index, middle, ring, middle, index. And for the C chord, I'm just using a standard C chord. 3rd finger on the 5th string in the 3rd fret. 2nd finger's on the 4th string in the 2nd fret. And my 1st finger is on the 2nd string in the 1st fret. The 3rd and 1st strings are open. Okay, that's our 6/8 time pattern. Now let's take a look at the chord progression. At the beginning of the song, we have a 4-measure intro, and it's made up of a measure of C, and then a measure of A minor, another measure of C, and then another measure of A minor. For the C chord, we'll play 5th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st, 2nd, 3rd. For the A minor, we will do the same thing. We'll use the 5th string as the note the thumb hits. The rest is the same. 3, 2, 1, 2, 3. For all of the chords, we will do the 3, 2, 1, 2, 3. What may or may not change is what string we hit first with the thumb. And it will be based upon the name of the chord. We want the thumb to hit the name of the chord. So in this case, when we hold a C chord down, that 5th string is a C. With an A minor, the 5th string, which is now open, is an A. And that's why we hit the 5th string for both of those chords, because both of them have the name of the chord on their 5th string. Okay, that's the intro. Now let's take a look at a verse.